in California. An abduction was caught on camera, and authorities need your help to find the victim and the abductor. I'm Darian, and Real Crime Cases starts in just 60 seconds.
Did you know that we have American soldiers who are being imprisoned in their own country as a result of Middle Eastern wars? These forgotten heroes need you now. Please go to FreeOurTroops.com. That's FreeOurTroops.com. And make a small donation to help us campaign for presidential pardons for our heroes. With your donation, you'll also receive a chance to appear as an extra in the movie Mad Dog 5. Again, go to FreeOurTroops.com and become their hero today.
So you see, son, good manners are important. Should I go through it again?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open, don't speak with your mouth full, keep your elbows off the table. Share your things, play nice, and generally treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier. And it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
Authorities in California are looking for a 30 to 35-year-old man caught on videotape apparently abducting a 30-year-old woman. The footage recorded on May 26, 2005 shows a man grabbing a woman leaving the Chateau Apartments around 7:55 a.m. and knocking her to the ground. The two struggle before the man grabs the woman, picks her up, and carries her away out of camera sight. Witnesses say the woman continued to struggle as the man forced her into the car, but he overpowered her and drove away. Police say witnesses may have heard a child crying in the car. The man is white and about 30 to 35 years old. The woman is white and about 30 years old with light shoulder-length hair. If you have any information that can help solve this case, please contact the Los Angeles Police Department, or you can contact me at my website. That address is realcrimecases.com.